Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Monday, March 4th. We are the podcast that gets you caught up with disc golf growth and news in just 10 minutes. If you find something interesting, share the podcast with a friend. We've got a full boat today, so let's jump right to it. Our number one news story of the day: in an amicus brief to the Supreme Court offering support for a West Virginia law that is more restrictive about trans women playing female sports, Katrina Allen represents female disc golfers in the arguments presented. Her section reads, "Katrina Allen, world champion in disc golf. I have been playing sports since I was five, and although I've lost many times over the course of my career, I've never felt as defeated as the day I had to compete against a male opponent in the disc golf female professional division. As tears ran down my face during an Elite Series tournament, I realized that even though I have a strict practice regimen, workout plan, and am known as a fighter, there is no outworking the physical advantages that a male has. I have since faced four different males in the female category in 26 different tournaments. The worst part is if the women speak out and share their feelings of defeat and frustration, they fear loss of sponsorships and the very public wrath of those defending the male athletes. The women feel helpless, scared, voiceless, and isolated." Please note that in my Q&A with Natalie Ryan last week, I did not know that this was coming down the pipeline. As with Natalie's points, I will not comment on the points made, nor will I argue against them. The arguments put before the court in this amicus: females are uniquely and adversely affected when they are forced to compete against males in sports. Females and males cannot experience or compete in physical sports in the same way. The psychological, tangible, and long-term harm suffered by females forced to compete against males is irreversible. And females are suffering real harm that threatens their right to basic equality and equal opportunity. Whether you agree or disagree with the amicus brief, it is kind of cool that disc golf is part of a Supreme Court briefing. So we've got that going for us. I say thank you to Katrina Allen for standing up for what she believes is right. Our number two story of the day: the Try Guys versus Cynthia Ricciotti. The Try Guys are a YouTube channel, link in the show notes, and they are exactly what you think. And in this episode, they are trying disc golf. So with over 8 million subscribers, this is actually a pretty big deal. Cynthia teaches them the basics, then spanks them all around the course. It's really fun watching these four guys be constantly impressed and outdriven and outplayed by Cynthia. Definitely worth a watch. And it's also a great way to introduce people to the sport so that you can properly set expectations. If all people do is watch DGN, they're going to go out there and throw one shot 100 feet in the air and it goes 30 feet left and they're never going to want to throw again. Watching the Try Guys give it a go, they're going to want to go give it a try and then they'll try again. Thank you, Cynthia, and thank you, Try Guys. Our number three story of the day: Infinite Discs put out a blog post with their top-selling discs in February. The top 10 discs are pretty interesting. Number 10 is the Innova Rollo, and numbers 1 through 9 are Axiom or MVP. Oh my gosh, Simon and Eagle can move some discs. You've got the Signature Prism Proton as number one, the Electron Pixel, the Electron Soft Pixel is number two, the Electron Pixel is number three, the Signature Electron Pixel is number four, the Electron Firm Pixel is number five, the Signature Electron Soft Pixel, you get the idea here. The glitch and the time lapse are also up there too. But six of the top 10 are the Pixel. I'm guessing that disc is moving pretty well. Our next news story of the day: the PDGA has announced the 2025 Champions Cup Invitation qualifications. Short version: win a major or an Elite Series event, or throw pink, or some big international event, and you'll probably get an invite.
Having said all that, it still does not feel like a major to me just because the PDGA says it is. But maybe that's just me. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you think. And our final news story of the day comes from BVM Sports. They have an article about Brody Smith and his impact, the impact that he might have on Discraft and his contract with Discraft. Brody's recent announcement that the flame is gone, that disc golf feels like a job, and that he said all of this publicly, is cause for concern among his sponsors, namely Discraft. His contract is up at the end of the year. Normally, if someone is on their contract year, they're going to try to do really well and get a bigger contract. He freely admits he does not need the money. The contract is not a motivating factor. Let's hope he finds his way to happiness in disc golf. If it doesn't feel like a job, disc golf is really fun to play. If it does feel like a job, the grind maybe isn't worth it. So here's to Brody finding that flame and thrilling us all with his disc golf exploits once again. And before we get to the numbers, just to let you know, starting tomorrow, we will be doing a three-part Q&A with Jeremy Rusko of Champions Landing. I think this story and its potential impact on disc golf has been underreported. If you have a disc golf project you'd like us to investigate and report on, let us know. DiscGolfDaily@AOL.com. And stay tuned. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we will be talking about Champions Landing in Emporia. All right, our Monday stats. I'm going to go over the top team cash earners. This is an interesting stat for me. For example, at the last event, Discraft-sponsored players earned $20,800. Discmania-sponsored players earned $14,200. And Innova-sponsored players earned $12,300. And then I'm going to track that by the top five people from each team so that ridiculously deep teams don't get a crazy advantage in that category. And then I'm also going to track top cash earning teams. So if you have a ridiculously deep team, you will get an advantage in that category. So the top, if you just go by the top five team members, obviously we've only had one event. Discraft, Discmania, and Innova are 1, 2, 3. And the top cash earning teams are, again, Discraft, Discmania, and Innova. There we go. So that's going to be fun to track after every major and elite series event. Stay tuned throughout the year. This week was an off week for the DGPT, so there were four A-tiers that had significant representation from touring pros. We're just going to run through these. On the women's side, at the 22nd annual Crush on the Concho, Emily Weatherman beats out Lucky Lawrenson. Staying on the women's side at the City of Mobile Championships, Holly Finley bests Betty Howell, I'll go ahead and just say, by 37 strokes. At the Cattle Inc. Presents the Midtown, I'm not going to say all that, am I? Gah, that's a long name. Let's just say the Midtown. Jessica Oleski bests Margaret Schumati. And at the Memorial, Owen Scoggins beats out Jennifer Allen by 8. And then moving over to the men's side, at the Crush on the Concho, Bradley Williams beats out Robert Burridge. At the men's side at the City of Mobile Championships, this might have been the best attended event, A-tier. Memorial might have been just as good, but Matt Oram beats out Ezra Robinson in a playoff. And at the Midtown, Grady Shue beats out Michael Jort by 1. Wow, that was an amazing, must have been an amazing finish. And I do want to just go back and touch the City of Mobile Championships with Matt Oram beating out Ezra. Matt birdied 6 of the last 7 holes to pull into a tie with Ezra. And not giving Ezra any shortage here, Ezra birdied the last 4 holes to make sure it went to a playoff. And then closing out with the Memorial Championship, Gannon Burr made an amazing comeback in the final round and beats out Aaron Gossage at the Memorial Championship. Congratulations to everybody. That's it for us. If you have any thoughts, news, opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.